And also, as senior entrants prepare to transition to secondary school, parents have been advised to enroll children in institutions they can comfortably afford. The move, education stakeholders say, will help ensure that students are able to complete the full secondary education cycle without interruption. The call was made by the head teacher of Faith Christian Nursery and Primary School, Daniel Okello, during celebrations for candidates who excelled in the recently released primary leaving examination results, including a best aggregate of 6. Okello advised the parents to carefully assess their financial capacity before selecting schools, warning that unaffordable choices often lead to school dropouts.
As these children are now going on for another level, secondary, I did encourage them to take their kids to the school they can afford. Not taking a child to school for only 1 year, and then next year the child is not able to report to school.
Meanwhile, the chairperson of the School Management Committee, SMC, Elizabeth Ajilong, encouraged the new entrants to set clear goals as they transition to secondary schools. She cautioned learners to be careful when choosing friends, noting that peer influence can either build or destroy their future. On his part, the Parents Teachers Association representative Simon Peter Otuko warned students against bad peer pressure, urging them to stay disciplined and committed to their studies. He reminded the learners that secondary education is another critical stage that requires hard work and concentration to achieve success. And in business,